Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Today we'll talk about batting. Your job as a batter starts long before you stand in the batter's box and wait for that first pitch. Your attention should be on the pitcher from the moment the game starts. While you're still in the dugout, study the pitcher. How is he throwing the ball? Are his pitches high, flat, long, short, inside, outside, consistent, or well mixed? Do they have movement? Is there front spin, back spin, side spin, or no spin? Is his first pitch usually a strike? If he gets the first strike, does he waste the next pitch? Watch the fielders. Who are good? Who are bad? Do the odds favor hitting to a particular fielder? While you're in the on-deck circle, study the situation. How many outs are there? How many are on base? Is anyone in scoring position? Are the base runners fast or slow? What inning is it? From all this, determine what your ideal hit would be. Would a single drive in that run? Should you hit behind the runner on first or try to draw a walk? And remember, while you're in the on-deck circle, it's your job to communicate with a runner coming in from third. Let him know if a play is being made on him. Let him know if he needs the slide. Before you step into the batter's box, survey the position of the fielders. Is there a big hole out there? Are the outfielders too deep or too shallow? Where should you aim the ball? While you're in the batter's box, stand where it makes most sense. If you're right-handed and want to hit the left field, crowd the plate and stand back in the box. If you want to go opposite field, stand back from the plate and forward in the box. If the pitcher has been throwing the ball short, stand at the front of the box. If his pitches have been deep, stand back in the box. How exactly should you stand? However you're comfortable. There is no correct stance. Look at those highly paid Major League Baseball players, the ultimate professionals. They all have their own peculiar stance. Some of them face the pitcher, some have their back to him. Some crowd the plate, some stand in the back of the box. Some hold the bat above their heads, some hold it near the dirt. Some raise their front leg high as they swing, some lean forward, some bend down so far their elbows almost touch their knees, some stretch to be as tall as possible. There are as many stances as there are batters. Be comfortable. If it feels right, it's right for you. Others may try to help you be a better hitter by correcting defects in your stance. It's good to test their suggestions. But in the end, do what you have to do to feel relaxed and comfortable at the plate. What about your swing? Like your stance, your swing is your own. But there are some general rules you should try to follow when you swing the bat. First, swing either level or slightly downward. When you swing upwards, you hit a lot of fly balls. Keep your shoulders level with the ground. When you drop your back shoulder, you hit a lot of fly balls and pop-ups. In most softball leagues, the batter comes to the plate with a 1-1 count. This means the pitcher must throw 2 good pitches before he throws 3 bad ones, or the batter gets a free ride. First pitches are important. Should the batter have a set rule for what he does on the first pitch? No, not really, but here's a general rule. If the pitcher has been inconsistent, don't swing at the first pitch unless it's right where you like it. If it's a strike, you'll have to defend the plate on the next pitch. If it's a ball, don't swing at the next pitch unless it's perfect. And so on. If the pitcher has been throwing all strikes, though, expect the first pitch to be good and be ready to swing. Some teams have a rule that their batters can't swing at a first pitch at all unless the pitcher proves he can consistently throw strikes. I've seen teams that never swing at the first pitch for the entire game, even though the pitcher is lobbing in easy powder puff strikes on the first pitch. The problem with using the never swing at the first pitch strategy is that if the pitcher is good, the batter immediately has a 1-2 count against him, and the next strike, he's out. So he has to swing at anything that's remotely close to a strike, because many umpires are erratic in their calls. How many times have you seen a batter take a called third strike on a pitch he knew missed the strike zone? Few things are more frustrating. Here's a good rule to remember. When you have 2 strikes, it's always better to hit a bad pitch than to be called out on strikes. And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a Voicer MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.